Today, This American Dice presents Squarriers. What happens when the humans have disappeared and the meat creatures of the forest have gained their intellect and the ability to speak? All the same language for some reason. They've banded into tribes for protection. The leaders among them are brave, noble creatures. Squirrels. They are truly Squarriers. Check it out today on This American Dice.
All right, so this is Squarriers. All of the characters are rodents. The de facto is squirrels, but if you want to, we can have you roll a six-sided die and you can be another woodland rodent. Keep in mind, it might also still just be squirrel.
I was depressed because I rolled twice to see which one would be better, and I rolled a one and a six.
Mm-hmm.
It's both the same.
So David is a squirrel.
Mm-hmm. All
right. David's a squirrel.
Roll or just a six-sided die.
Yeah, I'll roll for you. You're a squirrel.
Awesome. Was that you clapping?
Shaking a drink.
Five.
Sugar life. Oh.
That's what I wanted.
You're a high flyer. That makes so much sense.
That's what I wanted. I wanted a sugar glider.
Okay.
Good job. We gotta bring you to Vegas.
Four.
A mouse.
Yep. A mouse. Alright, so we got two squirrels, a sugar glider, and a mouse.
You should not wear that.
Yeah, it could be worse.
Okay.
Should be a lizard on you.
She tails with sugar riders, honey.
So, then we have to come up with names. So my suggestion would be to come up with a crazy, goofy squirrel sugar glider mouse name. But if you can't think of one, I have a table on which you can roll a 10-sided die to have a name.
Mini.
And I ditched some of my filthier names, the best of which was Squirrel Penis McDaniels.
All right, give me that 10-sided die.
All right, Katie's going in for the 10-sided die.
Yeah, Jesus. Too much pressure.
The decahedron.
Terrible at naming things.
All right, so I've got a tremendous tail. I'm the best burrower. So would, like, hairy hole work?
Hairy. Let's maybe have something that won't get us blocked. All right, but hold on. We already have Skitter's Tittertail.
Ooh, all right. That's a good
So Skitter's Tittertail, the mouse.
Tits for sure.
Oh, who goes by tits? How about Skits instead?
I want to be Peanut.
Peanut. We got Peanut, the squirrel.
I want to be Sucarita.
Okay.
It's spelled Z-U-C-A-R-I-T-A.
Could you say that again?
Z-U-C-A-R-I-T-A. Sucarita.
What does that mean?
Like little sugar.
Oh, I love it.
All right.
All right.
Oh, Alex is Peanut.
What's number two?
Cheeker Squeakers.
That'll work.
All right.
Cheeker Squeakers. Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
All right. So the basics of this game system, Alex, I explained to them already, are when you spend one of your squirrel or warrior traits, you roll 2 6-sided dice. Otherwise, you always roll 1 6-sided die. When you roll 2 6-sided die, you just keep the better. If you ever get a 4, a 5, or a 6, you succeed at whatever you're doing.
Okay.
All right, so narratively, you'll have to explain how you're using, if you're like, I'm an acrobat, and I'm doing this thing, you'll have to explain it in a way that makes sense.
But yeah, all right, that's cool. And so when you say spend it, does that mean that once it's spent, it is gone?
It's gone for the act. And we change acts when either everybody has spent all of one type of trait or everybody has spent half of both.
So, 2?
Mm-hmm. You got it. So that's why it's important to have the little things that I can see how many nuts you have. So how many nuts does Alex have?
Cashew nuts?
Yes.
Give him those 2. I mean, he's not going to see him. What was your name again?
Skitter's Tittertail, or Skits for short.
What's Alex's name?
Peanut.
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 Tittertail is dashed. There's a dash in the middle. Tittertail.
Performer married
like
name.
Yeah. I like it.
Okay. So, the whole premise of Squarriers is you guys are intelligent, able to speak rodents. The humans have all vanished. And they've vanished because it's a children's cartoon. They just disappeared. Who knows? The rodents have gotten human intelligence and the ability to speak, for some reason, all the same language, even though they're different species. The whole deal is
humans
like,
can do that.
Yeah. And to defend your tiny selves as the meek creatures of the wilderness, you've banded into tribes. And so you guys are some of the prominent figures of whatever tribe you're a part of, of Squarriers. You guys can use tools, but the tools have to be like weird things that from the human world and the natural world that have been pieced together. So you can't be like, then I use my squirrel-sized wrench. It would have to be like, what would a squirrel use as a wrench? Kind of a deal.
Rescue Ranger style.
Very Rescue Ranger style. You guys can either be just naturally, like, squirrel. Like, you don't have to wear clothes, but you can wear clothes. But it also can be Rescue Ranger style, where it's like, oh, I'm just wearing a Hawaiian shirt. For some reason. You guys, I assume, live in the wilderness, though near, like, human settlements. So it wouldn't be like, if you're like, oh, I have this item that humans would have, it's not crazy, because you live near human settlements.
Mm-hmm. So we obviously live in a tree, I assume?
I assume you guys live in a tree, or certainly in the forest, yeah.
Some of us do.
Wow.
Whoa.
All right.
All right. So, are we ready for the theme song to Squarriers?
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Squarriors!
Steal cake!
Eat a nut!
Alex?
I didn't know the nuts.
Said the same thing. All right.
Bolt.
Humanity has disappeared, and the small creatures of the forest have gained their intelligence and spirit. The noble squirrels have taken the lead to ensure the safety of their woodland friends and have become Squarriers!
Sacrifice!
Don't do drugs!
Powerful protectors!
Train.
And then what's our Squarriors call to action catchphrase?
Nuts to evil!
Alright, hold on three. 1, 2, 3. Nuts to evil!
Alright, he's on a little bit of delay.
Nuts to evil.
By the way, that is with a Z.
Alright. Okay, so we start out with a delightful establishing shot of the village that this tribe of Squarriers, these meek woodland creatures who have hopefully replaced humanity now that they're gone in both spirit and intelligence. We see that we're perhaps only maybe an acre or so away from maybe a neighborhood of a human settlement, quiet, totally still. But here in the forest, we hear birds tweeting, and we come in to see the first one of our Squarriors in a nice little a characterization shot. And who wants to go first? With just this, like, this is before we begin our call to action in any capacity. We're just seeing you, what you look like, and introducing that character.
I'll go.
Oh, okay, David's going first. So David, great. Tell us about what we see.
Well, surely this the village of Nutsburg, right?
Oh, God.
I get. Maybe there's just like a little squirrely tail coming up from the grass. It looks like, oh, it's just waving in the grass. What a weird plant. But no, out of the soil comes my name, Cheekers.
Ah. And what's Cheekers up to?
Oh, he's like,
that gives us a little something about Cheekers as a character.
Oh, he's like, oh, this tunnel will not what do. I have to start all over. Try again. That's what I always say.
All right.
Just disappears under the ground again.
All right, nice. So we've met Cheekers. Who wants to introduce us to their Squarrier next? Oh, what does Cheekers look like?
He's a little thick, thicker than normal squirrels.
Mm-hmm. Oh, a little bit. Shit, with a C? Or a K, CK?
Both. Two C's, two K's.
Uh-huh. Whoa, shit.
With two T's.
Damn.
Mm-hmm. and he's wearing just a tank top.
Nice.
Oh, and when he digs tail first, because he digs with his tail.
Oh, okay.
That's probably important to remember.
Does he do it like a corkscrew that goes into the ground and pulls out the earth like a cork?
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Or a drill. He turns into a drill.
Mm. Yep.
All right. Okay. Who's next? Who wants to tell us next about their squarrier?
All right, so...
Okay, Marisa, go for it.
You pan up to a tree, a random, just like, you know, limb in the tree, and you see this tiny little very furry little lady, and she's like a sexy squirrel, so like she's like from, it's just from behind in a tree, and she's got like a very round bottom half, you know, and then all of a sudden you see like this like arm go up, this right arm, and it's just like a big old like wing, and shakes it around, and then she looks over her shoulder.
So does the wing, can you kind of see through the wing a little bit? So it's kind of like a silk, you know, like
Well, she's really furry, so you can barely see through it. And then just kind of looks over her shoulder, and it's like, Sucarita, you know, and like red, like, you know, bold font going over that wing.
Oh, we could introduce our names in this, too?
I thought
Hell yeah.
We kind of did.
All right, yeah, wait. I'm going to add in that at the end of mine, you look down and it says Cheekers Squeakers.
Nice.
Oh, the little Bugs
anyway,
Bunny.
I thought we were. No. We were doing that.
So, but no, what is Sucarita, is she wearing anything?
So then she turns over her right shoulder. Looks over her right shoulder. And then she's not wearing anything.
Oh my
actually,
God.
Actually, she's not wearing anything. And she just kind of looks down at everybody on the ground like squeakers for cheekers, mm-hmm. whatever, and just like looks down on the ground and it's just like, wink.
Nice. All right. Do we see her fly away after that?
And then she just flies away, like super fast.
Nice. Okay. So who's next, Peanut or Skits?
Peanut,
go for it.
Alright, so it then pans down into a hole in this tree, okay? We go into the tree, you know, like some crazy transition. We're just burrowing deep into the wood. And there, in this warm, dark little, like, family hole, there's a squirrel who is lighting a menorah for the third night of Hanukkah with glasses, buck teeth, and suspenders and pants on. And
a yarmulke?
Yelling from the kitchen, a mother is like, Peanut, don't get too close to the fire! And then his squirrel watch goes off, and he looks at the squirrel watch, and oh no, and like, not tonight, Mom, I gotta go, my friends need me, or yeah.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, or like
his squirrel watch,
someone else has to watch the Hanukkah candles tonight, Mom.
His squirrel watch was just the top of an acorn that he used as a sundial.
Yes.
Okay. Or it was just a human-sized watch.
He's wearing it as a belt.
Yeah, a human-sized watch that he had on his wall.
Yeah.
In the burrow with him.
All right, so, and last but not least is Skitter's Tittertail.
Okay, so...
This is Katie.
My mouse, his name is Skitter's Tittertail. Skitter's Tittertail. So he is very... like, let's make lots of stuff out of nothing. So, because he's very clever. And to add to his craftiness, he's got these giant teeth that he can use to cut things to his shape. So, what he's doing right now is he's making a little skateboard with his little hat, which is really just a leaf that somehow stays on his head.
Nice.
It's backwards, though. If it could go away, it's definitely backwards. You can tell. And the skateboard is made out of a popsicle stick and some acorns.
Cool. I imagine every other thing in this village is made out of acorns.
So, the acorns are the wheels.
They starved.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yep. So he's going around and doing kickflips and
cool
stuff.
Nice. Yeah. What if that's why they couldn't get off the island on Gilligan's Island? The professor was like, I can make you a boat or we could eat. What do you want? Those are your two options. Let's see your degree. Okay, I guess.
And then when he does his kickflip, he like flips up like some dust and that's where his name comes in.
Cool. And it just does it just say skits?
Yeah.
And we hear
Teasy.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Love it.
All right. So each of you goes to meet up at the place where you normally hang out. Tell me about that place real quick.
The pottery.
It is. Yeah.
Wait, this is the place that we all remember?
In this squirrel village.
Yeah. The nut house.
The nut house. it's a bird feeder. I actually kind of like that. It's under an old bird feeder, and so it used to have lots of like seeds that would just come cascading down. Mm. But maybe
there's tons of empty shells everywhere.
Yeah. So maybe it's like a little bit drier lately, but like this is the old bird feeder.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. So you guys, this is your clubhouse. Ooh, or maybe it's a birdhouse that's fallen down,
ooh,
and you guys hang out in this like Burger King kids club of a birdhouse.
like a bird bath, and we all are on top of it. We all have to climb up.
If that's what you want.
Up.
So bird bath, birdhouse. Doesn't have to be bird related.
So many birds.
Mm-hmm.
Either one of those.
The whatever we just said that was on the ground.
Yeah. All right.
Like a clubhouse?
Yeah.
Cool.
So an old birdhouse.
Okay, so an old birdhouse that fell down.
Oh yeah.
And you guys hang out in there.
Or maybe it's like a doghouse. It's a little bigger. I'm just thinking logistically.
Hmm.
Well, it's just the four of us.
Yeah, this is just your little clubhouse.
The squirriers.
Yeah, you're thick.
That's true, but you're thick.
Yeah, thick squirrel. Have you ever seen a thick squirrel?
Yeah, they...
They're real thick.
Maybe we should move this party to the,
the
bird
duck house. We'll call it the nut house.
Don't worry. I can tunnel underward. Stop, making fun of my body.
All right. Yeah. So you guys are hanging out in there, doing your regular stuff. We kind of have like a shot of you guys each just kind of having a good time. Maybe Skits is skateboarding around in this birdhouse. Cheeker Squeakers is trying to dig a basement.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Zucarita is hanging out on the top, kind of like flying back and forth. Peanut is reading a tiny squirrel Torah. or maybe he's just reading something or like drawing a picture that maybe could be squirrel language. Maybe he's writing in squirrel language.
Yes.
People know that you guys hang out here. Like the other squirrels, the other people in the tribe know the other folks in the tribe. That's the better way to put it. The other folks in the tribe know that you guys hang out here, but kind of leave you alone. So when you hear somebody show up and kind of knock on the door, it's a little bit of a surprise, though it's not insane. This isn't a fortress of solitude, and you hear it's the voice of an old squirrel.
Mm-hmm.
You kids, where's my little grandson?
Is he in there? Little stinker, where are you?
Who are you looking
at? Papa?
Oh, hello there, Peanut. Hello there, Cheekers. Have you seen my grandson, Little Squeaker? Little Stinker? Fucked up his name already. I'm getting on in years. I'm one.
Well, no. I haven't seen anyone.
Oh, I thought he'd be here. We've looked all over the village for him. Oh, dear. Oh, he went out just the other day, and he was out foraging for food. He always gets so hungry and gets into so much trouble, that little guy.
Oh, I know how that goes.
Oh, could you keep an eye out for him for me? I'd really hate to. Oh, I just love him so. He's my precious little stinker.
Sure thing, Gramps.
Thank you. That's my name, Gramps. Gramps the squirrel.
And she walks with a squirrel cane. It's just a twig.
Gramps.
Gramps.
I mean, that's
fine. I didn't establish the gender of this squirrel. You're right.
It's genderless in the squirrel world.
Yeah. It's just an old squirrel. We don't even know.
Okay.
Oh, dear, my grandson.
He's got a big squirrel beard, but also wearing a dress.
Yeah. Right, yeah, that's exactly the case.
Well, don't you worry, Gramps. Now that squirrels are on the tail, we'll find it.
Oh, thank you so much. You kids do be careful.
On the nut case. No. I tried. I'm trying.
No, that was good.
Goodbye! I gotta go to the squirrel social security office.
Don't worry, we'll crack this one wide open.
Oh!
Oh.
Nice!
Alright, so, the squirrel, and I feel like this, then we have like the opening like title shot where it's like, Squirriers, where's Little Stinker? Is the name of the episode. Or at least the name of this
Find
act.
That stink.
Find that stinker.
5 question marks.
Yeah, where's Little Stinker? I'm like, stink lines come off of it.
We should. No, I don't know.
All right. So, you guys have the clue that he was going to forage for food.
Maybe something foraged for him first.
It's a murder mystery. It was you, Squirrel Stuffer, walking. You invited him out onto this boat. Well, Allie Woodchuck.
Ooh.
Well, does anyone have a good nose about them? A good smell for him.
I just have these giant chompers. Chompers.
Yeah, I'm perceptive.
Oh. You perceive with your nose, don't you?
Oh, yeah. When my allergies aren't bothering me, I've got really good smell.
All right. So does that mean that Peanut is going to be on the look, on the sniff for him?
Yeah, my hay fever's in remission.
Okay. All right, so we see Peanut kind of sniff around the village for a little while as you guys follow him. So are you spending one of your warrior traits?
Yes.
All right, so do you want us to roll for you, or you want to roll?
Can you please roll for me?
Okay, can somebody roll 2d6 for Alex?
Sure.
Go for it, Deej. You got a 5 and a 2. So you choose the highest, which is the 5, so that means you succeed.
Yay.
All right.
Oh.
Cool. So.
Something doesn't smell right over here, crew.
Oh, give me one of his checkers. All right, cool. So, all right, awesome. And you can use that same one again if you want later, so.
Oh, okay.
Okay, within this act, and then they'll refresh at whenever each act changes. All right, so you guys kind of follow around the village, and eventually, yeah, Little Stinker has a pretty prominent, very distinctive smell to him. And you can figure out, wait a minute, he went towards the neighborhood.
Well, that certainly sounds ominous.
The police, all our parents told us not to play.
That is exactly what it is. So, you guys live not too far. Maybe, like I said, maybe like an acre or so from, like, a neighborhood where the humans had been. Maybe there's, like, a little cabin near where, you, like, in the woods where you guys live, or, like, somebody's little house. But there's, like, an actual, like, human neighborhood only an acre or so away.
Is it a gated community?
So, where we're going, squirriers, we don't need gates. But yeah, so you know he headed that way.
Hmm. Well, let's get a move on. I'll bring my board.
Nice.
All right.
We better stick together.
Okay, so you guys head that way?
Yeah, head that way.
Cool.
There's some bad nuts over there.
Okay. Alright. So, you guys kind of go through the forest. Nothing too crazy. But pretty soon you've gotten to a point where maybe you haven't gone this far before. This far towards the neighborhood. And I'm pretty sure you do, pretty soon, you do indeed see like a big change-up. The trees kind of stop. And you are still kind of in the tree line. And you can look out and it's... The grass is pretty tall. It's probably taller than any of your heads, but if you climb up even the smallest tree, you could see that it extends for a distance until it hits one of the human houses. You're looking at a backyard.
Is it a nice house? Is it a brick house?
It's a ranch style.
Well, that seems far too big. But he could have gone in here. Maybe you should check it out.
I can fly around and just take a quick look.
Do we know if the birds advanced like we did?
I don't think you've ever talked to any birds. Well, so, as far as you know, only the rodents, only the meek creatures of the forest have inherited the earth.
All right.
This show has a very strong biblical undercurrent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, that's not a bad idea.
That's not a bad
idea. Yeah, I like that idea.
All right, so you want to try to fly around and maybe check this out?
Yeah, I'm going to fly around and check it out.
Cool. Do you have a trait that you want to use in this?
A squirrel trait?
Or a warrior trait.
Or a warrior trait.
Oh, you can also use neither and just roll one die.
I'll just use my high flyer.
All right, cool.
Seems appropriate.
So
I guess you're fine.
Are we using both of these?
Yes. So go ahead and roll those, and you'll use the higher of the two dice. Ooh! So, two things have happened. One, she rolled snake eyes. So, there's going to be a failure here.
Does that mean a snake happens?
Yeah, snake happens.
No!
Very bad.
Right.
No! Very bad for us.
You spend one of your nuts.
All right, thank God.
Eat it.
I got to get rid of one of my nuts.
You got to get rid of one of your nuts. Oh wait, you're allergic. No, yeah.
My throat.
So
this will be the last game I play.
Yeah.
It's worth
so,
it.
And then
barely got into it.
Since you rolled snake eyes, whenever you roll doubles, if you succeed on the roll, the person to your right describes some additional feature of what goes on that's positive if you succeeded on doubles. But if you fail on doubles, the person to your left describes something negative, something additionally negative. So as you fly about, not only do you not see poor little Stinker, but also there's something bad that goes on. And I've got an idea for a possibility, and then if you want to add something to it.
I feel we're already hinting at it. Maybe there's like a hawk or a bird or something.
I'm so sorry that I did this.
That's it.
All right. So yeah. So as you're flying around, you're like, I don't see this little Stinker at all. And then you hear scraw, scraw,
Oh no, Scrawn.
Oh no, the villain of all the games. No. Yeah, and pretty quickly you realize coming in, dead for you, is a mean looking hawk and it's screeching. And I think, like at the moment,
the gospel
to Peanut, to Peanut, to Squeakers, and to Skits, you realize that if you don't do something quick, Zuccarita is going to be snatched up in the claws of this mean looking hawk.
Okay.
And it's swooping in.
I got it. I got the perfect thing.
Go for it.
Okay, so holding my skateboard together on. So the popsicle stick is, like, where you stand, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the wheels are held together by toothpicks. So I dismantle that, take the toothpicks out, and throw it.
Like a spear, like a javelin?
Like a javelin.
Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. At the bird.
All right.
And obviously, it's flying low enough for sure it's going to hit, right?
If you roll well, absolutely. If you roll well, yes, a toothpick can pierce a hawk.
I have to be very strong.
That's true. Absolutely. You're super strong.
Sometimes, some squirrels.
There you go.
All right, you got a 4, and that's a warrior trait. All right, so I'll take one of these.
Oh.
Right. All right. Okay. Don't want to manhandle your nuts. Okay, so. All right, so yeah, so what is that? So you... You kick flip up on this thing, you pull this off, you take this toothpick, and you javelin 300, throw this at this this hawk. And, this hawk's bearing down, it's whipped up its talons and kind of doing that thing where it's slowing itself to grab Zuccarita, like, in midair. She just sees it and is like, whoa, kind of a thing, and just as it's going, squaw! This toothpick goes in its mouth, and it does that like cartoon animal where it can't close its mouth because there's a toothpick in there, and it freaks out and it's like and flutters off and it's like
the beak's like open.
Yeah, the beak is forced open. It can't close it, and it's trying to use its talons to get it out of there, and so it like lands on the roof and it's freaking out about it. So you've neutralized the threat of this of this spooky hawk.
Woo-hoo. Arguably, still the same purpose that a toothpick is for.
Yeah, sure enough.
Well, it looked like he didn't want to just have some squawk talk with us.
I'm glad that you're bundled up. This peanut's in a sandwich. I don't know. All right, so... Okay, so yeah. Yikes, now maybe you understand why the rest of the village said don't go out here. This is pretty dangerous.
Not for these squirriers. Let's continue on.
Yeah, I still have one more toothpick left. And a popsicle stick. And I can use the acorns as shields. Throw it.
All right. Up towards...
Captain America style.
Up towards the house... You hear some like rustling and kind of clanging noises.
As we're going up there too, like every now and then I'm like digging a quick hole or something like that, or burying another nut, you know, so I can find my way back, like whole Hansel and Gretel.
Okay.
You know.
That's smart.
Well, I don't like these clangs.
You're like,
that's a noise I'm not familiar with. That must be Stinker. Maybe he's in trouble. Let's get in there.
All right, so this thing is like real close, almost up against the white walls of the two legs house. Maybe that's what you guys call humans. I don't know.
Oh, the house has two legs.
Yeah, the house has two legs. It's
Baba Yaga's hut.
Yeah.
So inside the house or on the other?
It's still outside the house, still on the side towards you, but you'll have to like approach closer to see it.
Oh, I do.
So as you guys get closer, you see this shiny almost tube or canister.
I want it.
And inside it, it's pretty big. It's maybe like the circular opening of it is maybe 5 to 6 times a squirrel's height, and.
Five tails long.
Yeah, it's about 5 tails long, and you hear like clanging around in it, and like.
I go and knock.
Oh no!
You go and knock on here. you hear something shimmying around, and it's a large, like I said, like circular prism, if that's like a cylinder, that's the term, a cylinder. And one side is closed, but the other side is open, and there's all these, like, all these things, like crinkly little bits of some stuff that you can chew on, but other things you know that you shouldn't because they're see-through and they're made of bad things that you're not supposed to eat. And
So it's like nuts, but also like nuts.
Mm-hmm. So.
What? Nuts are see-through?
And then you realize, oh, this must have been where the two legs threw out the things they didn't want.
They're nuts, apparently.
Hmm.
And stumbling out through all these discarded items, trash we might call it, out of this cylinder, perhaps a can-shaped thing, is a large, surly raccoon.
Oh.
And it's like...
How big is it in comparison to those?
So, I would say...
Is it a monster?
So, you guys have seen raccoons before. And I think raccoons are close enough to rodents, where they can communicate with you, but almost maybe are real dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe you guys think of them as real dumb.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're more closely related to bears than rodents. They're definitely idiots.
Yes. That's what Peanut's textbook says. Yeah. Yes, he has a textbook that says, like, raccoons are like bears. They're dumb.
They're barely intelligent.
Through it, looking for, like, hand-drawn, like, pictures of animals.
Oh, yeah, and you're like, that's a raccoon.
Yeah.
So,
that's a raccoon.
So you guys can communicate with this creature, but it's...
All right.
Yeah.
I'm going to point my tail at it.
I have a hard time talking with it in its crude tongue, but maybe it can understand really basic things. How?
And it kind of nuzzles its face into some more of the two-leg trash that it's looking through. It throws away some wrappers that smell kind of like food, but like a gross food. And maybe like throws out some, and maybe it's like nibbling on an old bone. But it doesn't seem to be able to find much.
I'm going to point my tail at it and say, you, raccoon, Mr. Raccoon. Yeah, you like smelly things. Have you smelled any smelly squirrels around here? We're looking for one. Where is he? We need to find him immediately. Gramps is very upset.
We got a bounty on this one.
I got a bounty on a squirrel. I got an all tails bulletin. And I think he'll kind of.
Hey guys.
Ooh.
I just remembered, raccoons have thumbs. They can open doors.
Ooh.
Maybe he can help us out.
Yeah, point your thumb at where he is.
And then he goes, and he rubs his belly and goes,
uh-oh. He wants food.
I have this.
Yeah,
acorn.
And then when you say food, he goes oh, and points like into his mouth.
Well,
can I give him an acorn?
No, David, I got this, Mr. Raccoon. I know you're very hungry, surrounded in this sea of food, but can't you help us just a little bit? I mean, aren't you our friend?
And he picks up like the trash that's not. It's like, oh no, it's all picked clean, and he kind of does a shrug like
oh,
and there's a tear that forms next to his head as he rubs his belly and he does like the.
Well, I think earning the friendship of squirrels could be something to fill up not only your belly but your soul.
That sounds like you're trying to get this raccoon to do something.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Trying to use my power of friendship.
Nice. Okay.
Is that what your power is?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we got a 5 and a 2. All right. So the he goes, "Oh." And then what's the cool thing that we can tell, like, quickly doing this raccoon become buds?
You ride him.
No, It's like a Sailor Moon type thing where the background's flashing and my name is Cheekers, just looks at him really intently and uses his like power and like a little heart comes out.
The heart has a tail and then there's like a raccoon mask that goes over the heart. And then the two of you are like going like, and like a weird dance move. He's like holding you up in like a pirouette kind of, I don't know how to dance. I believe it's called a pirouette. But so, a praline. The time of my life lift thing. Time of my life. So, this raccoon is down, and he's like, he holds his nose like, stinky, like real stinky.
The stinkiest.
And, he'll kind of go to the side of the house. Oh, he'll show you that there's a there's Squirrier's drunk. But so he'll show you that there's
Squirrier's drunk.
Yeah. He'll just kind of bring you around like the side of the house. And calm down, Peanut.
Came over me.
That's my favorite side of the house.
He'll show you around the side of the house, and then he'll kind of like hide behind maybe like an old potted plant, and he'll point. And there's a very wide road between this house and even more of the neighborhood. And you realize this house is on like the outskirts, like in abutment to the forest. Where you guys live. In abutment to the, like, it's right up against the forest. And there's this big road. And, the squirrel seems kind of afraid to cross this road. But he points, he went that way. This stinky squirrel, he crossed that road. Don't ask why. It's not funny.
I'll start smelling the trail that the squirrel went across the road, but I'll do one of those things where I go in the middle of the road and then I turn around and kind of dart back and forth and back and forth and back and forth and do that squirrel shit in the middle of the road, unpredictable kind of movement in the road until eventually committing and crossing the road.
All right, so you're. You're trying to sniff him out again?
Yeah, I'm sniffing.
Alright, so that sounds, are you using your perceptive trait?
I'm gonna use perception.
Sounds good. Alright, so you want us to roll your stuff for you?
Yes, please.
Alright, David, could you do that? Alright, we got a 5 and a 3, so you succeed. Alright, so you can tell that, squirrel did indeed, based on his scent, he did indeed come this way. But you'll notice he didn't cross the road normally. There's a tall pole with a power line that goes across the street. And that's how this stinky squirrel managed to get across this street.
Smart and stinky.
Stinkers, thinkers.
Whoa, looks like we're taking the high road, gang.
Well, if that's what we're gonna have to do, then I'm pretty brave. I think I could probably go ahead and cross it first. Make sure it's safe for everybody else.
Yeah, it does look dangerous. I wouldn't mind that.
Yeah, I'll watch from here.
I'll watch from here. And I'll observe. All right. So, Zucarita is gonna cross first. Is she going to go up the pole and fly across, or is she going to scamper across the wire?
I feel like I might try to scamper and then fly a little bit.
Okay. That works? Sure, but you're trying to do this in a brave way?
I am. I'm trying to do it
awesome.
In a brave way.
Go for it. So you spend one of your checkers. Okay, and then you roll two dice.
Nice. Whoa, no. That's still a failure. Shit.
Oh, no.
And you rolled doubles again.
What's wrong with me?
All right. So you're going across.
That hawk's back.
I think that hawk's back.
Every time you fly.
Every time I try to do something cool. Mm-hmm.
So, ooh, I think you, what if you get to the top? Do you want, technically you're supposed to throw in the negative.
Oh, do I add it to whatever you say, or do I just add in?
So is, she's gonna fail to get across this thing. Just, is that hawk back? Is that that's the negative? Like the extra, the added negative thing?
Sure.
All right. So yeah. So maybe.
Oh, wait. Maybe there's just a bunch of like crows or birds or hawks or something.
Ooh. Okay.
It's like on the power line, so that's why we can't get across.
Squirriers.
So. Oh yeah. So that's what we see. We see Zucarita up at the top, and just she gets up to the top and looks up, and there's just a big raven or something like that, like going like. Mm-hmm. And oh no. She's in a place where if she tries to climb down, surely they'll nab her tail. And if she goes to fly away, they're right there. What are her squirrier friends gonna do to help her? And this is, I think, where we have our cliffhanger break. Mm-hmm. That's the end of kind of act one.
Mm-hmm. Squirriers.
Okay, so this is gonna work like a Mad Lib.
Squirriers. Hold on, when you start the recording, you gotta start with squirriers.
Squirriers. So, all right, so the first thing I need is the name of a pathetic character, and I think we already have that, right?
Wait, from all of us?
Or? No, it doesn't have, it's not one of your characters, but just a pathetic character who will be
Stinky?
Like, I think Lil Stinker, right? Who's like, oh, who's in danger?
Mm-hmm.
Like Stinky. This,
so Lil Stinker. Where is a place or thing you can get stuck in?
The Grand Canyon.
Oh, for squirrels, getting your nuts stuck in the fence in between the two boards.
In the fence?
We've all seen it, yes.
I can't say I've seen that.
I haven't either, but...
No, but there have been, I've seen photos of squirrels that get their, you know, like, right between two slats of wood in a fence, squirrels... get their nuts stuck right between them, and they'll die unless there's intervention.
Well, you better help Lil Stinker. Also, watch those nuts.
And he's only got one nut left. This has happened to him before. He's had been yanked out before. He's only got one left.
You're thinking of Lil Yanker. All right, what was our call to action?
Nuts to evil.
Yeah. Nuts to
no
evil.
No nuts evil.
Nuts to evil, which makes no sense.
Mm-hmm. Nuts to evil.
Why would we give evil our nuts?
That's what I'm saying. Nuts to evil?
No nuts to evil. It's right. No nuts to evil.
Listen, kids won't understand that. This is in the 80s.
Uh-oh. Little Stinker is stuck in the fence. What are we gonna do?
Nuts to evil!
I'll help.
Skits, now with Rad Skateboard.
Wait up, everybody. I think you'll need me.
An all-new Zucarito with high-flying wing action.
Don't forget me, guys.
Cheekers to the rescue with moving tail drill. But look out behind you, guys. Those cats!
Did somebody call for a ride? Hop in the chopper copter.
Squirriers saving the day. Squirriers action figures each sold separately may cause electrocution, not legally for sale in Uzbekistan, Netsylvania, or during the month of February. I love my Squirriers!
Oh, were we the kids?
Yeah, I didn't specify that, but anyway.
I love my Squirriers!
I love my Squirriers! Exit stage Squirriers. Alright, so...
I took some low-hanging fruit here, though, so I'm wondering if other people have taken it.
Taking fruit is probably pretty good as a thing that squirrels do. Drink.
Warriors drink. Don't forget their battle woes.
Okay. Keep in mind, it's a cartoon for children. Not children in France.
Oh, sorry. Oh, my goodness.
God. Getting stuck.
Cool wing feature. She's got,
soft glide action. Ooh, that sounds like a tampon.
I'm sorry, you heard that one, actually.
Yeah. This is a
say this? Some stupid ass. It was me!
Join This American Dice in 2 weeks for the exciting conclusion of Squarriors. Squarriors is a game by Austin and is a parody homage to the comic series Squarriors created by Ash Meshko. This American Dice Squarriors stars David as Cheekers Squeakers, Alex as Peanut, Katie as Skitters Skits Tittertail, and Marisa as Zuccarita. Your game master and designer is Austin. Thanks for listening to This American Dice.
Squarriors, oh yeah!